Hey, we're all back. Any indication of how many people are on right now?
12.
Just 12?
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully that grows. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is July 2nd, 2020, and the continuation of the Town of Curie Beach Emergency Management Meeting. May I have a motion to continue?
I'll make a motion that we continue the emergency management.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. David?
Aye.
Okay, wanted to make sure you're on the phone, David. Thank you.
Yes, sir, I am.
We'll go ahead and see what's going on in the departments first. If we can start with the fire department. Chief Kennedy.
Thank you, Council. On the fire department side, due to the increase in cases that we've seen in Ann Arbor County over the past couple of weeks, we have further tightened our restrictions. I think you all have kept you in the loop via email, but we've scaled back even more for the month of July. For our volunteer response, we were having three firefighters respond to the firehouse for the second call, should we get it. For the month of July, we scaled that back to having at least two. So it's about 50-50. We have at least two firefighters responding for backfill, and then some days we do have three and four. Most specifically, 4th of July weekend, which is this weekend, we have sufficient manpower. But the purpose of that was to just really ensure that we're doing everything we can to limit the exposure to people. Especially, we have a couple of members that have had indirect exposures over the last couple of weeks, which is really not affecting our services currently, but we can see how quickly it can really deteriorate our staffing if we were to get an entire shift that was exposed. We, of course, have to backfill with part-timers and other full-timers. With that being said, I do know that there's other departments around the area, not specifically Curie Beach, but other departments that are currently experiencing a strain on their services, but we're monitoring that to make sure that we're doing everything we can here so that way we don't get to a particular point. And there has been no request from outside agencies like Caroline Beach and Ann Arbor County for us to assist with them. So it seems like departments are making it work. For the lifeguard side, we, after the mask requirement, basically what we had stated was anytime that the guards are within 6 feet of anyone, whether they're inside or outside, they are to wear a mask. And I think we had some kinks we had to work out. I spoke with JD, our Ocean Rescue Director, this past week, and I think those have been worked out. So we will be double sat all weekend since it's 4th of July weekend. We had quite a few rescues yesterday. The ocean conditions really aren't that rough, but the rip currents are there. So, you know, that mixed with nice weather just calls for more rescues. So it's nothing out of the ordinary. But you should see the lifeguards sitting together on the lifeguard towers this weekend with everyone wearing masks. So, that's pretty much it.
Any questions for the chief? I think that's some pretty solid. I think that's some pretty solid activity, and I appreciate your leadership in that area. Now, most of our volunteers are actually not from Curie Beach, is my understanding.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, Chief.
Thank you.
Police Department, Chief Bowden.
No real updates. We will be having more staff on this weekend due to being July 4th and last weekend being extremely busy. Again, we have masks and trying to stay away from the general public the best we can, but we do have to deal with them like lifeguards and fire department daily. So we're just going to do the best we can and hope for the best. So.
Okay. I did want to make a comment. I put out a note on the fireworks. Sent out the note, essentially that was sent out last year with a couple of changes to it. I want to say publicly, I do not expect your men to go into a crowd of 50 people if somebody has fireworks. When that dissipates, You can handle the law as you see fit.
Okay.
Okay?
Thanks, sir.
Yep. One question for you, Chief Kennedy. Are we going to have men on the beach with water cans for Friday and Saturday?
We will. We'll have at least two, preferably up to five firefighters on four-wheelers. Each of them will have a water can.
Okay. Thank you.
And we'll be on the beach as well.
Right.
Until we get in the water.
Any questions for Chief Bowden?
No.
Good work, man. Public Works, Jimmy.
I have no update.
No updates? Okay. Who is our coverage for the weekend? Who's the first stop coverage for the weekend?
Because something always... Logan Jesse.
Jesse?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Logan Jesse, yes.
All right. Arlen?
No updates for finance.
No updates. All the checks are written and sent, huh?
I don't know about all of them, but...
Most of them, huh? Okay. Nikki?
No updates for...
No updates. Any updates for John?
Yeah.
No?
Oh, sorry.
Okay. How about Mandy?
No.
Okay. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're approaching a pretty significant weekend. And I was looking over the numbers last time I gave us the numbers. And I'm going to turn it over to our emergency manager, David Hagler, in a moment. But I wanted to tell you that no time previously has safe at home meant more than it does right now. In 28449, we still have two cases, and we've had two cases for 2 weeks now. In 28428, last Friday there were 24 cases. As of today, there are 40. Carolina Beach is having their struggles, I guess. That's not a criticism. That's just to say they are a larger town. They do have more cases. Monkey Junction, 28412, was 100. They're at 143. 28403, which is from the university, I believe, down to the Monkey Junction. They were 196. They're 233. Our county was 717. Our county is now at 923. The state was at 58,818 last week. We are now at 66,513. Hospitalized, 892 last Friday, 901 today. So the hospitalizations and the deaths, thank God, are not following the increased numbers of bona fide cases at this point in time. People have asked about what are we going to do about some of these things. I want the people on the phone to understand that almost all of the staff that keeps this town running does not live in Kiri Beach. They come from these other areas. Obviously, you know that many of our guests are from other areas. We are not doing anything with short-term rentals at this point in time. We will follow the governor. So my comment to you is to stay safe at home. If you feel uncomfortable going somewhere, please do not go. If you do go, use the three W's. So I'm going to turn it over to you, David, if you have anything.
Yes, sir. Thanks. That was a great update, Mayor. From my perspective, the hospital is still showing green, although one of their metrics, admissions, is closing in off one of their red points. And the way they do that is COVID admissions in a single day, any more than four would cause them to trip one of their triggers. So they had a four, and I think they actually had one day that was six, but people were getting out. So I think your advice is exactly what everyone should be doing is, you can control your exposure to outside people. The department heads are taking action to minimize their staff exposure. I think as individuals, we have to control our individual exposure. And while I would wish that there were less people on the beach, I think the balance point that we're at right now is still the economy versus overrunning the healthcare system. If people don't start following or the guidance, I think we're going to get back into where we were before, except we'll be with our hospitals on the server running as opposed to doing it precautionarily. So I hope people control their exposure. And I'm glad to hear that our department heads and our staff are doing what they can to minimize theirs right now. But hopefully it's the same weekend forever.
Opening for...
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you, David. Opening for, are there any other comments from any council?
No, I haven't.
No. Okay, so no other comments from council. How many people on the line?
I have 27 on the line, and I just got a public comment.
A comment or a question?
A comment regarding the case numbers.
Okay.
The contact shows up as Howard. I'm not sure. I don't have a location or anything else. It said, please let the council and listeners know that cases are higher than just stated. Latest update is Cary Beach now has 5 cases. Carolina Beach has 43, and that's from the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services.gov website.
I just checked that 20 minutes ago. Okay, I'll look at it again. Okay, we'll open for questions, if anybody has a question. Okay, gentlemen, when would you like to get back together? Any thoughts? Review the weekend or wait till next Friday, or what's your thoughts?
I have a question.
Name and address?
Wick Lewis, 4th Avenue.
Okay, Wick, go ahead.
Question is probably for David to explain something. I don't know the exact numbers, but there were about 1,000 and 18 cases in New Hanover County. There were like 5 deaths, and I'm gonna make up a number because I can't remember exactly what it was. I'm gonna say 150 people recovered. What about the other 800?
Great question. Obviously they didn't die. They're still in the middle of it. Recovery means you've been post-attempt or your issues for 14 days. So that's when they move them over. And I don't think the county or the state's doing a great job of moving people from, they've been through the disease and they're now recovered. I don't think they're focused on that. But I think the issue is just in the how long they say they have to be passed when they initially report it before they move to recovery.
Okay, so they're just in limbo.
Yeah, they
should be doing their 14
days of quarantining, right? Okay. I don't think
they're doing that because that's
part of the issue.
Right. Okay, thank you, David. Yes, sir. Good question, Rick. I have a question. Name and address,
please. You might be close to your phone. It's awfully hard to hear you. You were muffled. Could you pull it away slightly and repeat it?
Alexandra.
Okay.
410 North Fort Fisher.
Okay, very good. Thank you. What's your question?
Is anyone else very concerned that we just had over a 100% increase in cases in Cary Beach?
Well, that's kind of the law of small numbers, but you're right. I would be concerned at 5. I'm concerned at 1, frankly. So we will continue.
Well, it could be exponential growth as well. Between 5 turns to 10 turns to 20.
That's true. Right now we went from apparently 2 to 5 based on the information just provided. So we will certainly take a look at it. There's not much anybody sitting in this room or sitting on the telephone can do about those numbers, except personally take care of yourself with your weight, watch, you know, and where. So we will monitor those numbers, and should we get to a point where we have a difficulty, my major concern is that we wind up closing town hall. And I know I do care about the citizens, but I also care about the services that are required from police and from fire. So we are monitoring daily how these cases may be growing. For the last 2 weeks, we've been stable, with the exception of this information that was sent over online. So we'll take a look at that. But yes, we are concerned. To answer your question, very concerned.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Thank you. Okay, back to the question about when do you want to get together, gentlemen?
I live and I'm working in town next week, so whatever day that works best for everyone else in the colony.
Are you, you'll be out of town next week, David?
No, I'll be back.
Oh, you will be back, okay.
Yes, sir, so whichever day.
Alan, any thoughts?
No, not really. I'm leaning towards suggesting maybe Thursday or Friday of next week in case we need to make any adjustments. I don't know what you guys think.
I was going to say Monday the 13th. Let's kind of start to space these out a little bit.
John?
I don't have a recommendation. We can always... We get through the weekend and it's bad. We can always call it.
Right.
We know the rules for that. The end of next week, like Commissioner Oliver said, or maybe the 13th to kick off.
Okay, I would tell you, gentlemen, that based on the fact that cases are growing, I would like to not make it longer, but would like to keep pace so we could take a look at it. We could keep up with what's happening within the departments. So I would suggest we set a meeting for Tuesday. Did that work for all of you? Tuesday, would you rather have it in the middle of the day or the end of the day or the morning? I hate to bring everybody in, but this is important. And you can call in staff if you're not here. Just call in.
So you're going closer.
I can do it Tuesday morning, Craig.
Okay, Tuesday morning. Does that work for you, gentlemen?
Yeah, it works for me.
How about you, John? Tuesday morning?
Yes. When we say morning, I would prefer 11 and later so I can get the workout and biking done.
Okay.
But,
okay.
Yeah, I can do that.
That's all right. How about Tuesday at 11 o'clock?
1 second.
That's fine. Hey, come on, Tuesday, July 7th at 11 a.m.
Okay, we're having Joe check his calendar for a moment.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, so we have a motion for Tuesday, July 2nd at 11 o'clock.
7th.
I'm sorry, July 7th at 11 o'clock. Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Aye.
We'll extend the meeting until next Tuesday.
The meeting has been locked.
We said 11 o'clock.
I got this.